You fool!
What did you say?
You heard me. Roshi was one of the strongest fighters 50 years ago. But I know someone who's a lot stronger than him.
Who would that be, huh?
Yes, tell us.
What? Who's there? Come on. Who said that?
Silence! How dare you speak to Dr. Willow like that?
Dr. Willow?
Yes, and I am his assistant, an expert in biotechnology. I am Dr. Cochin.
Dr. Willow? Dr. Cochin? I remember I learned about you two in school. You're responsible for those controversial biotechnology experiments during the early days of the new millennium.
You're a very smart lady. That's right.
Wait, but you can't be alive. I read that while you were conducting experiments in your lab in the Zumaizubi Mountains, a sudden weather change caused an avalanche and you were both killed. And that happened over 50 years ago, so how can you be who you claim to be? You should be dead.
You're right. We were buried in that avalanche, but I can assure you neither I nor Dr. Willow is dead. Thanks to his scientific genius, we are both very much alive. Now please allow me to introduce you to Dr. Willow.
Brain! Oh.
In the avalanche, Dr. Willow's body was destroyed by the freezing cold. It was very unfortunate, but luckily his brain survived.
When you two were thought to be killed, it was believed to be a punishment sent from the heavens for your inhumane experiments and selfish ambitions.
Shut your mouth! You human beings have always been too stupid to understand anything about our scientific experiments.
Enough. Now tell me, who is the strongest fighter in the world?
Everyone knows that Goku is.
Goku?
That's what I said.
Goku?
Nobody stands a chance against him, even if he's attacked by a group!
I don't believe it!
I must meet this man. Where is he now?
What are you gonna do if I tell you?
Just try to imagine the combination of the greatest scientific mind in the world and the strongest fighter in the world. With that type of power, Dr. Willow would be unstoppable. Sounds like a brilliant plan, don't you think? And in no time, Dr. Willow will be ruler of the world!
You human beings never understood my genius, and I was always looked down upon like some kind of lunatic. But once my transformation is complete, I will have my revenge.
But your plan is impossible!
Silence!
Oh, you doubt us? 3 days ago, a vast area of forest near South City mysteriously turned into a wasteland in a flash. You must have heard about it.
You did that?
Yes, we did. It was reported as some kind of strange phenomenon, but it was us all along, using some of Dr. Willow's brilliant scientific techniques. It was another one of our successful experiments. The first phase of our plan in seeking revenge against the people who dared to challenge Dr. Willow. And what happened outside South City is only a small sample of what we're truly capable of. Nothing is impossible for us. If we wanted, we could turn the whole planet into a barren desert in a second. A word of advice if you want us to spare your life. Tell us where Goku is, now!
Wait. Yes, I'm sensing a powerful life force approaching.
Huh? Life force? Goku!
What?
His power is incredible. Goku, he just might have the perfect body for me to inhabit.
Goku... Gohan. My Gohan is slipping further and further away from me.
I'm sorry, Mom.
What is this place?
Are you Goku?
That's right. Now tell me what you've done with Master Roshi and Bulma.
They're with me inside the fortress. Try and see if you can find them.
cold.
Now let's see how strong he is.
Attention, biofighters. Go and attack the intruder.
Now what? Soft as a marshmallow. Right. That ton of lard was a good warm-up. That's definitely no illusion technique. I couldn't trace his energy when he disappeared.
Furious freezing blow feels. There's no way to escape.
Now I'm gonna seal you in your icy grave.
No, you're not.
Finish him.
Go on.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah.
this. I thought we were buddies, Goku.
Damn!
Get back!
Take that!
After 50 years of frozen sleep, at last the moment I have dreamed of has finally arrived. Once I get that body, I will become ruler of the world.
I'm still cold. I'm frozen on the inside.
I know what you mean.
Goku, are you sure this is the way to where Master Roshi is?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he and Bulma are at the back of this fortress, so let's move it.
Run as fast as you can. I'll be waiting for you.
They must be up there.
Congratulations! You are the strongest man in the world!
Where you got Master Roshi? Tell me now!
So you want to know where Master Roshi has gone to? Well, I've been preparing to turn him into one of my creations.
What?
Hey, Daddy, look!
Huh? What is that?
Daddy, is that a human brain?
That's right, Gohan, but it's Dr. Willow's brain. Everyone thought he died 50 years ago, but now he's come back to take over the world using his mad science.
Don't speak that way about the greatest scientific mind in history.
You're both evil. You only use your research for your own selfish ambitions. You should be ashamed.
What?
Just look how pathetic he looks clinging to life inside that jar. He should have died a long time ago.
Now, how on earth can he stay alive like that?
Together we found a way to do it. World domination was always our goal, and we knew the only way we could do it was to modify the human race with the biotechnology we had developed. Unfortunately, before we could realize our dream, Dr. Willow died. But I was able to keep his brain alive by using this biotechnology. Soon, we would have gained control of the world, but an avalanche sealed Dr. Willow inside an impenetrable wall of ice and snow. It was as if heaven itself was jealous of Dr. Willow's power and genius, and tried to seal his fate inside a frozen tomb. Now, thanks to the Dragon Balls, we've been given another chance to realize our dream.
Think of it, Goku. With your body and my brain, we'd be unstoppable.
No kidding!
Goku, please, get out of here! Dr. Willow wants to take over your body!
It's quite painless, and you'd be a lot smarter with Dr. Willow's brain instead of that low-class brain of yours.
You're crazy if you think I'm gonna let you get your hands on my brain! Forget about it!
You don't have a choice. Your body belongs to me. Finish him off and we'll begin the transfer.
Yes.
I'm gonna make you pay for this!
Gohan! Piccolo!
Mr. Piccolo!
Strong. I can't wait to have that power.
Piccolo?
Mr. Piccolo, I'm so happy you came here to help us out. Thanks!
Gohan, stay away!
Mr. Piccolo!
See the power we possess. We even have Piccolo's evil mind under our control.
Leave Mr. Piccolo alone!
No, I'm afraid I can't do that. He's a loyal servant of Dr. Willow.
But Bulma, I don't know how to...
Krillin, you're gonna have to cut off the power to this thing.
Yeah, you think so? Well, okay.
Stop it, Mr. Piccolo! Stop it!
Gohan, run away! He's not the same as he used to be!